Okay, Parshas Kedoshim. Rabbeinu Bechai starts with the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Gimel pasuk Yutes that says Tava Nia Te'erav LeNefesh V'Tovas Ksilim Sur Meira. So the simple reading of that pasuk is that Taiva, desire that a person does, is sweet to their soul, and it's the fools are disgusted by going away from evil. Okay, so Rabbeinu Bechai is similar to that, but certainly different. So he says the following. He says that this is a beautiful idea, that Hashem created the world with two types of things. Artsiyim and Sichliyim. You know, in other words, physical stuff and spiritual stuff. So, or heavenly stuff, we could call it. So in the 6 days, in the 5 days Hashem created the world, no, there's the first five, I mean to say, or everything before man, let's just put it that way. Everything before humans was one or the other. Either they were physical things or they were heavenly things. Light, we would call. He's calling Sichliyim and the Kochavim and the Mazalos, all this stuff that's Sichliyim stuff. And then Aretz is the earth and the water and the animals. So he said there are two, Hashem had created till the creation of Adam, two different types. There was either what we'll call spiritual, like the heavenly world, or the physical. So you could either be a Malach or a Behemah. That's your two options. Hashem created mankind to have someone that can choose to go either way. In other words, if a person attaches themselves to their desires and follows after everything that their eyes want, that person is a behemah, he says. And if a person stays away from taiva, controls their taiva, and follows their seichel and their neshama, that person is a malach. There's two choices. You're either a malach or a behemah. You choose which side you want to attach yourself to, the physical side or the spiritual side. So that's what he says. So going away from taivas is sweet to the soul. That's how he understands this pasuk. Tava niya terav lenefesh. In other words, right here he's understanding taiva niya, like he says from the pasuk of Daniel that says vani Daniel niyesi v'nachlesi. There niyesi means he's broken from it. It's negative. So tava niya terav lenefesh. Breaking taiva is sweet to the nefesh here, meaning the neshama. In other words, it's sweet to the neshama to break taiva. Not like the simple reading of it, but it's sweet to the neshama to break taiva. If you want the neshama, if the person attaches themselves to, not stays away from taivas and attaches themselves to spiritual things, so that is that's sweet to the soul. V'toavas ksilim sur meira means it's the abomination of fools going away from ra. What's ra? Ra means taiva, as it says, Kol yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min ha'urav, and kol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. A person only thinks rak ra. Ra means here taivas, usually taivas nashim, but taivas. So going away from ra, from taivas, that's bad for the fool, but it's sweet to the neshama. And he says that there are four types of taivas that a person fights with, in the thoughts, in the words, in the food, and in body. Machshava, dibor, achila, guf. So he says, in your thoughts, that's keeping your head out of the toilet, hirhurim roim, machshavas ro, so that's a person has to stay away from taivas in their thoughts. In words, nivalpe, also he mentions lashon hara, and rechilas, that's all part of, I guess, he's calling a taiva, that you have to control your mouth. And then when it comes to food, that you shouldn't eat treif, non-kosher, and not just non-kosher, even kosher. You still have to, still a person controlling their taivas means not just they don't eat what they're not allowed to eat, but even eating too much. Like he quotes the pasuk, tzaddik ochel lesova nafsho. A tzaddik eats only to satisfy themselves. In other words, you don't eat just because you have a taiva to eat, you'll eat if you need food. And he also quotes this nice the pasuk of shomer piv l'shono shomer mitzaras nafsho, which we all know is quoted by the Chafetz Chaim, always as Lashon Hara, which this is too. But here is also, it's also used as, if you watch what goes in your mouth, meaning not just, don't say Lashon Hara, but also you watch what comes in your mouth, kosher food, and even too much food, which we all know, all of society, American society knows about. Shomer piv l'shono, shomer mitzaras nafsho. If you watch what goes in your mouth, you'll save yourself from a lot of tzaras. And the fourth is beguf. Person has to control their body from engaging in taivas, and that doesn't just mean arayos, which of course it includes, but even heter, even beishto, Even Ishva Ishto, there has to be a holding back. As it says, Kadesh Atzmcha B'Mutrlach, a person should even become holy, separate themselves even from something that's mutter. And that person is called a Kadosh. And as we know, that's the beginning of the sixth parsha. That's how it starts with the beginning of the parsha. Kadoshim tiyu ki kadoshini Hashem Elokeichem. Be holy because I am Hashem holy. We know that there is the famous Ramban on this, like in the same vein that we were just discussing about being a novel b'shus HaTorah, that you could even never do an official Avera but still be going off if you're too involved in Taivas. And that's what this pasuk is supposed to teach you, to be Kadosh. Kadosh, even things that are mutter. But the Rabbeinu Bachai is a fascinating pshat, how he learns the hemshit, the psukim, how they go along, because, you know, it seems to, much of this parsha seems to just go in different mitzvos, and of course there is a connection between all of them. But the way he explains the beginning of the parsha is as follows. He has a few pshatim, but the pshat on this theme is Kedoshim Tiyu refers to your thoughts. Your thoughts have to be holy. And that's even B'shas Tashmish. As he says, Shleimus HaKedusha L'Zer Yisrael Tluya B'Yetzira. The Shleimus of the Kedusha to Zer Yisrael is, goes with when the person is, or during conception, let's put it that way, for whomever that applies. The Kedusha of, it sounds like for the child, is directly affected by the Kedusha that there was at the Shas Yetzira, at conception. So the more Kedusha there is during conception, the more Kaddish the child will be. That's how I understand what he's saying. And then the amazing part that comes after that. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Eshabsosai Tishmaru. So he says, oh, I'm sorry, it says Ishima Viviv Tiro, so you know, that just refers to the shutfin that made the person. And then it goes on to say, Eshab Sosai Tishmaru, because we're again talking about the Zivug of Ishva Ishto, man and woman being together. So there it says, Shab Sosai Tishmaru. Why? Because the time for Ona is only on Shabbos. And that's why it's saying Shabsosei Tishmaru, not don't violate Shabbos. Watch for Shabbos, like Aviv Shamar Sadavar from Yosef when he had his dreams, and Yaakov says Aviv Shamar Sadavar means he kept it in mind. He was about looking out for it. So that's the idea. Shabsosei Tishmaru, meaning for this time when a person should be Ishva Ishto B'Kedusha and all this, and they create a child. All that's supposed to be on Shabbos. The time a person's supposed to be Bezivug. Be'ishto is on Shabbos. And then he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. We know it from the Haftorah, we say, on fast days. Kikoa amar Hashem la sarisim asher yishmiru shabsosai. So says Hashem to the srisim who keep the Shabbos. What in the world does sris have to do with keeping Shabbos? So he says, that it means, the srisim means a person behaves as if they're a sris till Shabbos. In other words, the rest of the week, the only owner they have, because Onos Tam Chacham is Merav is the Shabbos to Shabbos, right? So a person is with Be'ishto on Shabbos, and the rest of the week they're like a Sris. So they're this Sarisim, they act as if they're Srisim the whole week until Shabbos. They're Shomer Shabbos. So that's the Sarisim or Sherish Merav Shabbos, so they wait till Shabbos. Fascinating pshat. He gives also another pshat in that, what Sarisim, Asherish Merav Shabbos, so could mean a very, I don't know, an interesting pshat he just brings from the Yesh Shapirshu, that since Shabbos is a mitzvah of Doros, it's for generations, and Srisim have no Doros, they can't have kids, so they might think that they're putter. So Kamash Malin, they're not. Okay. But anyway, this other pshat works with what he's saying here, that Shabsosei Tishmaru is that the onus should be dafka on Shabbos. And Altifnu, the next pasuk, Altifnu El Ha'elilim, refers to don't being pone means don't turn to look at others, meaning look at women. Ve'lohei Masechel Asasu Lechem, and that means that a person can't think about some other lady other than their wife, really ever, obviously, but even certainly, especially B'shas Tashmish, as we all know. That's a special thing that the Gemara says not to do because it affects the child. But it's always usher. But anyway, that's the hemshech. The person has to keep their heads kadosh, even b'shas tashmish. And it's interesting that it calls, of course, the idols referring to another woman, because that is very similar. You'll find in the Yotros of Shavuos, for those who say that, it links up. This is not Rabbeinu Bachai talking. I'm just telling you. It says in the Yotros that we say on Shavuos, it lists the Aseres of the Brisa got five on one side, five on the other, as we all know. But the whoever wrote that Yotzer says that I believe it's in Musaf, says that the all the five of the Aseres Adibros go up against the other five. So you have Anochi Hashem goes with Lo Sirtzach, because if somebody kills, a person who's created B'Tzelem Elokim, it's as if you're killing Hashem. And then Don't Have Other Gods goes up with Don't take another wife, los enough, you know, adultery. So that's the idea. It's very similar. It's the same idea that just like a husband, a woman, and wife are miyuchat to each other, so to Hashem is miyuchat HaKadosh. Bnei Yisrael are miyuchat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Worshipping Avodah Zarah is like adultery. Anyway, so from the same pasuk, we learn Elohim Masecha to not think about Isha Acheres as well. Okay. One other pshat he says in these psukim, which has nothing to do with what we were saying before, just another pshat he says that a person should be mizbonin on their parents, and they should be made that his father is his father, his mother is his mother, and that the Ribbono Shalom created him. In other words, that's the ishi mov aviv tiro v'shabsosei tishmaro, because these are the people that created the person, the father, the mother, and Shabbos reminds us that Hashem created the world. That's why those are together, which is very similar to the Meshech Chachma. Again, this idea that the there's five on one side. We know the first five of the Aseres HaDibros are the mitzvah Shemin Adam LaMakom, between man and God, and the second five are the mitzvah Shemin Adam LaChavero, and the bridge is Kibud Avim, because Kibud Avim, recognizing, giving honor to those who created you, is both. It's Bin Adam LaChavero, and it's also Bin Adam LaMakom, because it reminds you to think about that Hashem, who else created you, who created your parents, who created Hashem, created everyone. Okay, also a fascinating medrash he brings that says the reason why we have to be kadosh is because Hashem is kadosh. That's what the pasuk says, kadoshim tiyu ki kadoshini Hashem elokeichem. So the medrash says that's like a king who marries a woman and he says, now that you're my wife, you got to act appropriately. In other words, since I'm the king, you're now the queen. Like we have, if you marry into the royal family, as many of you have heard in the news, marry into the royal family, you're supposed to act royal. So that's why, that's the mashal. So we, with Hashem, the Ribbono Shlom Kav Yochel is married to Klal Yisrael, so since Hashem is holy, we have to be holy. And this is the part that's the fascinating part. I don't know that it's the same medrash, but it's a medrash that in this in the first psukim of Kedoshim we have the Aseres HaDibros hinted to. How? And the reason that's fascinating is how it describes what the Aseres HaDibros are. Meaning, we have the first of the Aseres HaDibros is Anochi Hashem. Where is that hinted to? At the beginning of the Parsha, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kedoshani Hashem Lakechem. So from Ani Hashem Lakechem we see the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem. Where do you have a hint to Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim? From the Pasuk V'Elohim Asecha Lo Sa'asilach. Where do you have the hint to Lo Sisa Shem El Hashav? Because it says V'Los Hishmu Bishmi. Where do you have hint to Zachar Shem Hashav as a Katra? That's obvious. It's Shabbos Osai Tishmaru. Where do you have Kabbinis V'Yichas V'Yimecha? We just said it says Ishim Aviv Tiro. These are all in the first few psukim. Where do you have Lo Sirtzach? Because the next pasuk there is Lo Samal Dam Riacha, or soon thereafter, anyway. Okay. Where do you have Lo Sinaf? It says Al Tichalos Bid Chalas Nosa. These are all, I think, fairly obvious. Lo Signov, where do you have Lo Signov? It says Lo Signovu. And here's the part that gets interesting. Where is it says Lo Sana? Where is it hinted to in these first couple of psukim in Kedoshim? Lo Sana. Because it says, the Medrash says, Lo Selech Rachel. How do you know not, where do you have a hint to not giving false testimony? Because it says Lo Selech Rachel. Again, I haven't learned the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon that recently, but I thought that would be a kasha on what he said. I haven't looked at it recently. Maybe, if you have, hopefully I'll have a chance. But this is supposed to be the pasuk about Lashon Hara and Rechilas, which is about the truth, not about lying. The pasuk of Motzi Shemra is Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, I thought. which means that's where you say spread lies about people. That's Motzi Shemra. I thought Lo Seilech Rachel is only about Lashon Hara, which is the truth. And here, this medrash is saying giving false testimony comes from Lo Seilech Rachel. Okay, I don't know if that's a kasha, but anyway, just pointing it out. And Lo Sachmod. How do you know? Where do you see a hint to Lo Sachmod? Because it says, Ve'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. That's how you know Lo Sachmod. So that's the most fascinating one. That tells you where the source of Lo Sachmod is. If a person loves their neighbor as themselves, they will not be jealous of them. Meaning, it seems to be explaining jealousy as, it irks me that you have something. And it bothers me that you have something. And if I loved you as myself, it wouldn't bother me that you had something. Okay. Anyway, that's the Medrash. Okay. Then the Pasuk says, Lo Sasu Lachem Ani Hashem Elokei. Meaning, don't make those gods. I am Hashem, your God. The Rabbeinu B'chai rather just interestingly points out that a lot of mitzvos have after them the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and he says the reason is because it's only by doing the mitzvos that we make it that Hashem is our God. Meaning that is to say, you could learn, as he points out, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, Kol Osik B'Torah B'Vad Doma K'Misha Ein Lo Eloka. If a person just learns Torah and they never actually do mitzvos, it's as if they have no God. What does that mean? Because he says, if someone just learns all day, if all you did was learn Torah all day and never stopped to do any mitzvah, so he says, the person would have no shame. They'd become close to being kofrim. Because when we do mitzvahs, that gives testimony that there is a Ribono Shel Olam to others and also to ourselves, that there is a Hashem, and we follow his mitzvahs. And the way to keep the right teos in our heads only comes through actions. And that's why the action of doing mitzvos is edus that Hashem is our God, and it keeps us with that right, correct hashka. Then we have a pasuk, v'chisiz b'chuzebach shlamim la'Hashem l'tzonchem, that it should be l'tzonchem tizbachuhu. When you bring a carbon, it should be l'tzonchem. That's in pasuk hey. So he just says l'tzonchem means for Ratzon Hashem. How does that mean that? Because L'Ratzon Chem is Lios L'Ratzon to Hashem. In other words, for us to, the reason why we should bring a carbon is not that we should get good stuff, but rather that just our kavanah and bringing in the carbon should be that we should do Hashem's Ratzon, and therefore we will be Merutza to Hashem. L'Ratzon Chem means that it should be a Ratzon to Hashem. The carbon should be a Ratzon to Hashem. And we should be Ratzon Tashem. Okay, let's go on to Kelayim. Kelayim is a big topic, and we don't have a lot of time left. So the Isser Kelayim, that's not to grow different species together, and not to be Noheg with different animals together, or breed them together, and also not to wear Tzemru Pishtim together. So the Ramban, which the Rabbeinu B'chai brings, Ramban says that the Pashup Shad is because it's as if you're disagreeing with the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. In other words, Hashem made the world naturally this way, and you want to combine them and make a different thing. So it's Makchish Ma'aseh Bereishis, you're like showing Hashem doesn't know what he's doing, and you're better, smarter. Okay, that's the Pshat. The Pashup Shad, that's from the Ramban, but the Rabbeinu B'chai brings Al Pi Kabbalah, the following, and to before we can explain Api Kabbalah, which I'm no Kabbalist, but I can this part is understandable. The Pasuk refers to it as a chok, and this is an important hakdama. So Rashi, in explaining what a chok is, Rashi says this is something that Hashem said that we have to do, and there's no reason for it. That's the lashon of Rashi. It says in Rashi, Elu gzeras melech shein tam l'davar. That's how Rashi understands it. There's no reason for, or at least that's the words say. There's no reason for a chok. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban holds, of course, there's a reason for the chok. We just don't know what it is. And Hashem didn't tell us. Rabbi Bachai says, it's a specific kind of reason. It's the chukim are things, in other words, this seems to me kind of a blend between those two pshatim. Rabbeinu B'chai points out the chukim are called chuko shamayim in a pasuk in the Yom. Chuko shamayim. He says a chok, there is no ta'am, no reason for it in this world, in the earth. In other words, sometimes let's say not cheating in business. There's a reason for that on earth. Chukim are things that have nothing to do with earth. They have nothing to do with you, to yourself either. They're They're for shamayim reasons. They're for spiritual stuff that goes on in the heaven. Chuko shamayim, meaning the tachlis, the purpose of it is that you're doing the right thing in heaven. What that means is the actions we do down here affects what happens in the heavens. And he says that there are, Hashem created the world, besides the natural world is a certain way, but everything in the natural world is controlled by things in the spiritual world. And each, there's a malach that's in charge of every blade of glass. Whatever it is, there's kochos and shamayim that control everything on this earth. And when you mix stuff up, so you're mixing up these kochos and shamayim. And we daven osa shalom b'mromav, he says you're doing the opposite of shalom. You're making lack of shalom by, let's say, putting two minim together that don't belong together, so they each had their koach in shamayim, and now they're all tzemisht, and they're all messed up, and they stop giving their koach. And that's what he says, the lashon of kilayim comes from being mechala. It's called kilayim because you're being mechala the koach in shamayim. You're ruining, you're stopping, you're holding back the koach in shamayim from giving its shefa, whatever that is, its things that it needs to give to this world. Or like he says, like a Beis HaKela is a place where you're in jail, you can't give off your thing. You're making that the kochos in Shamayim can't give off their shefa. So that's Api Kabbalah, the reason for Kelayim. But that's an interesting thing in what a chok is, that he says it's something that's for Shamayim reasons. And he says further that the first ones that were born in the world were considered, meaning Kain and Hevel, we're in a sense kilayim, and therefore we don't want to mish them together. After all, when they got together, one killed the other. And he says so that's also a chelek of why we don't want to put two things together that don't match together, because Kain and Hevel was Ra and Tov, and we don't want to mix them together. They're supposed to stay separate, because when they get together, it causes bad stuff. And that's why he says there's an Isser Kilayim on Begadim. That's why we have a problem with Shatnez, because Tzemer u'Pishtim are the Karbanos that Kain and Hevel brought, right? Kain brought Pishtim, Hevel brings Tzemer. So when you put that together, you're combining these two things that don't belong combined. So that's, again, Al Pi Kabbalah. I obviously don't understand them in their deeper levels. I'm just giving the words. Okay. There really is a lot more, but we're running out of time. Rabbeinu Bachai does bring the reasons, different reasons for Arla from the Ramban and the Rambam. I guess just quickly, the Rambam holds the reason why we can't eat the fruit the first 3 years is because they used to have Ovdei Avodah Zarah, used to do some Avodah Zarah thing to make their trees grow faster. So Hashem told us, a lot of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim explaining mitzvahs is to be against the what the Avodah Zarah used to do. So since they used to do that, they used to do some kind of Avodah Zarah trick to try to get the trees to grow faster, to give out their fruits faster. So we don't need it for 3 years, and then when the fruit comes in the fourth year, you have to bring it to Hashem. That's what he says. The Ramban says it's because we want to bring the first fruits to Hashem, but the first 3 years are the fruits are no good usually, so this fourth year, you bring that to Hashem. Okay, that's just what Rabbeinu Bachai brings. It doesn't really add much to that. The pasuk says, "Mi pnei seva tokum v'adarta pnei zaken." So Rashi says, brings that it's just for a zaken shekana chachma. I mean, not just a guy who's old who doesn't know anything. But the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai both bring not like that. The Gemara says not like that. We paskin, like Isi ben Yehuda says, no, even for just an old guy, even if he's not a talmid chacham. Just how they learn it out is a little bit different, because the Rabbeinu Bachai says that Pnei Zaken refers to a Zaken Ashmai, meaning an Amaretz, and Vadar to Pnei Zaken refers to a Talmud Chacham, even if he's young. Unkelus, not clear if he holds the opposite of that, but it's the same idea. But what is interesting that Rabbeinu Bachai adds on his own is that he says, Mipnei Saiva Takum, this refers to Torah Shebichsav, Vedar Tepnei Zaken, that refers to Torah Shebape, that you get up for both. Okay. Two little quick things. At the end of the pasuk, the parsha, we talk about the Isra of Isha Sharika Chaseisha Sachiv Nidahi. When it mentions marrying an Eshesach, it says she is, it's Nidahi. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, what does that mean? It's Nidahi. So he says the pashup shat is just a way of like saying we said chesed he, we said zim he. There's different words for saying it's bad. So it means neither he just means like it's a zim, it's a type of arayas. But the medrash he brings is just interesting. It refers to eshes achiv as nidahi, because just like a nida is only usher temporarily and not necessarily usher, not usher for forever, so too an eshes achiv is not always going to be usher. As we know, there is yibum, in which case it is mutter. And just to finish off, the parsha ends, va'avdil eschem in ha'amim lios li, I will separate you, the Jewish people, from the amim lios li. What does it mean from the amim? Obviously it means from the other amim, but he says it's from Lashon Amya, which means like going black, like Gechalim Omamos, like they're going out, no light. So he says, I'm separating you from the amim, from Lashon Amya, which is darkness. I'm separating you from the darkness and bringing you to the light with the Or HaTorah. Okay, thanks.